Imagine with me that we were the only Christian group, if you will. We were the only Christian group on this day, 1 week after the resurrection. Just those fortunate to have come to this Mass. We saw Jesus Christ. We listened to him, watched him. We analyzed, we refuted, we believed. By God's grace, we came to believe. 1 week after the resurrection, even though it appears our Lord did what he said he would do, rise from the dead, 1 week after the resurrection, the empty tomb is still confusing. The empty tomb is a witness, the only witness. And it's not speaking to us. So to sort out what happened, we need to rely on information at large. We need to rely on information from our own group and from those outside our group, even our enemies, perhaps. Our own group is relying on witnesses. Some have claimed that the body was moved, stolen. It's not here. Some are saying they spoke with him, even ate fish with him. They've seen him. Our enemies are reporting that the body was moved to promote the myth, the legend of the resurrection. It's not him, it's a ghost. The work of the devil, perhaps. 1 week after the resurrection was a time of fear and uncertainty. Now imagine we are that group that has to figure out what on earth happened. What on earth really happened? And before we conclude anything, we better be sure. St. Thomas Aquinas said in matters of objection, to seldom affirm, never deny, and always distinguish. This is how we better proceed. In our gospel today, we read about the first appearance of Jesus to all the disciples, except one of them. Thomas. So let me play Thomas. The Bible says that we are so afraid that we have locked our doors for fear of the Jews. We're hiding. So, okay, as Thomas, I'll be the brave one. I'll go out to get food and supplies. We still have to eat. We still have to live. I go out. I do the work. I return. And now all of you have this grand story. We've seen the Lord. Sure. Just help me with these bags. I'm not saying I don't believe you. I'm saying we better be sure. You may be right. I want to see for myself so that we're all not victims of a hoax. Thomas would be prudent, and he would seldom affirm, never deny, but always distinguish. Thomas never said he didn't believe. The word doubt never occurs in today's gospel. Thomas is not a stubborn flunky. Go back to John chapter 11. This is a story where our Lord wants to go to an area near Jerusalem, the area of Bethany, to raise Lazarus. There are threats of them being arrested. The disciples really are not supportive of going. It's Thomas who rallies the troops by saying, "Let us go to die with him." Is that the Thomas we forgot? Or what about at the Last Supper in John chapter 14, where our Lord is saying that he must leave? And where he is going, the disciples will follow. Thomas is the one who knows there are strength in numbers. He wants some information so that while the group is separated, it may again be joined. And so Thomas is the one that says at that Last Supper, "Master, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Is that the Thomas we forgot? Thomas is calculative. He's unique in the disciples among the four Gospels because he's the one that demanded physical proof. There are people, there will always be people who will deny the resurrection. But it's more difficult to deny it today because of Thomas. It's more difficult to deny it for all time because Thomas demanded physical proof. Because the resurrection is of a physical body. Christ came then and offered that proof. And the gospel never said Thomas even touched our Lord. The gospel says Thomas responded with the highest and most honored acclamation of Christ in the entire gospel of John. "My Lord and my God." He quoted Psalm 35. "My Lord and my God." The response to the Almighty in the Old Testament. I know that we learn about doubting Thomas. And teachers should still teach about doubting Thomas. That's how we know him. But he didn't doubt. Not doubting Thomas. Believing Thomas. Brave Thomas. Leading Thomas. Look, St. Thomas does not need me to deepen your faith in him. He's the saint I only hope to be. But rather, we need Thomas to deepen our faith in the resurrection of Christ. We need Thomas to remind us to say, "My Lord and my God." Amen.